Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome on to this edition of the Ask Coach Perry cycling podcast. I'm Brad Brown. We've got our cycling coach Devlin Eden with us once again. Devlin, good to have you back on, and a fantastic question in today. Funnily enough, it comes from a runner. We do lots of work in the running space on coachperry.com as well. And this runner wants to incorporate some cycling into their training as part of a cross-training regime. And they want to know what's the best way to start out without causing injury or feeling overexhausted.
Yeah, so look, I think this is actually a brilliant question, and cycling into your running program is a great substitute as well. I think firstly, it would be quite important to figure out, well, either from your coach or knowing what your program is, where to substitute the cycling into the program. Firstly, to make sure that you aren't doing high intensity sessions on the bike, for instance, before you've got a really intense run session. In saying that, the good thing with the cycling side of things is it is low impact, so you are able to go quite hard, keep the intensity of your training up throughout the week without necessarily loading the legs that heavily as what you typically would on the run. So it has got a benefit from that point of view as well. I think key, like I said, just make sure that with your coach or your program, you know where it needs to go in. And then from a point of making sure you don't get injured, starting out a little bit slower, so making sure that you're not overdoing it and trying to overload too much on the bike. And then also making sure that your bike is set up correctly. So whether it is a bicycle that you're riding out on the road or an indoor bike or a stationary trainer, making sure that the setup and you're comfortable on the bike to get rid of any of those sort of injuries.
And it's probably also important to stretch afterwards, particularly if you think about the way you're hunched over on a bike and you're closing up those sort of hip flexors, that could cause some issues with shortening, and that you've got to then be careful of on the run. Devlin?
Correct. That's very true. The nice thing about it, though, is it is also it's helping out with a little bit of the kind of movements that you're typically not doing on the run. So from that point of view, you are helping yourself out. But then, yes, it is important to make sure that you are stretching, and keep in mind with the cross training, it's got other benefits to helping with your running as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I do tons of it, and it definitely helps my running, and the running definitely helps my cycling. So I'm a huge fan of cross-training. Best of luck. Thanks for that question. Don't forget, if you'd like a question answered, all you have to do is head over to coachperry.com. You can submit your question there, and we could be answering it on the next podcast. Until then, from the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.